Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Oh, and at this exhibit, you'll see our ferocious West African lions, king of the jungle, the top of the food chain. There they are, sleeping again.
Need a little excitement in your life? Do something different at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing and premier entertainment. Arlington provides an interactive experience you can't find anywhere else. Make us part of your Memorial Day weekend plans. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Hawks fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Joel Quenneville says having a team full of experience in the postseason can help a hockey team win a marathon game like Tuesday's game too.
I think it helps knowing that no matter what happens, the highs and lows, that guys stick with it. Between periods, getting themselves re-energized and making sure they hold each other accountable in ways. They push one another, and it's all positive. And the guys have been through it and are tested in these situations. I think in those tight situations, it can be a factor.
Q and the Hawks hoping that experience can help them pace themselves to a Game 3 win when the Western Conference Final resumes at the United Center. Series tied, of course, at a game apiece. Joel Quenneville not likely to make any lineup changes tonight. He did say, though, he expects to use Chris Versteeg at some point in this series. Also, the Maple Leafs introduced new head coach Mike Babcock. He inks an 8-year deal worth $50 million. Baseball, the Cubs lead all of Major League Baseball in one-run victories. They're now 12-7 following their 3-2 win last night in San Diego. Tonight, they'll go for a series win over the Padres. Kyle Hendricks on the mound. Odris Samardzija will counter for the Friars. Meantime, White Sox host the Indians one more time before their series completes. Cleveland has taken two of the first three, more specifically two in a row. They'll have Danny Salazar on the mound when John Danks will counter for Robin Ventura's club. NBA, Damari Carroll now listed as questionable for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. He left last night's Game 1 with a sprained left knee. Also, Bulls center Pau Gasol named all-second team NBA, and Broncos defensive end Antonio Smith, the latest NFL player to be investigated for child abuse. No charges have been filed yet, but a Texas district attorney confirmed allegations against Smith have been filed. Denver signed the 33-year-old to a one-year deal this offseason. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois' Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. And stop by before the White Sox game on Sunday for the White Sox Radio Network tailgate with US 99 starting at 11 a.m. on 35th and Shields. Meet and greet White Sox Carlos May and Southpaw. Enter for your chance to win great prizes. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 6:35. Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
You got 6 pounds of meat, Speaks?
Not handy. Not handy.
No? Get some warm water, open up that throat, and get 6 pounds of meat down
it. I'll eat it if it's close to its expiration date.
Yeah.
That way I can get it for 30%
less. The Clarence meats?
That's me. I'm the king of Clarence Tubbs.
He's actually a really good receiver coming
Clarence
out this
meats?
Year. Yeah, Clarence meats.
Slow, though. Slow.
Hands, though. Really good hands.
Good
possession
hands.
Guy. What do you mean, wow? What do you mean? You know what? I've been waiting to talk to you. So
about what?
Speaks, do your thing. I've been waiting to talk to you, Terry.
Thank you to our guest today, Doc Emrick. Emrick, who said that hockey is the easiest of the four sports to broadcast. And interesting that we talked about that with Len Casper next, who understood the point. And we didn't even tell Len what Doc's reasoning was, but he got it.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a continuous, steady flow of action, and then you stop. And then the guy mm-hmm. does his thing, and then you start again. Like the pace of it and the predictability of it is very.
Not a lot of time for nonsense.
Yeah,
you're always working on
correct.
As the game is going.
Yeah, so
that
as long as
sense.
You get it made sense
makes
after
sense.
We talked about
even
it.
Even to me,
Jim Callis from MLB.com talked draft and other stuff with us, and David Schuster after the morning skate, told us a variety of things. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris are the producers. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at
Watch670thescore.com. Put something on the video.
Thank you to our intern Scott.
I've been laughing
Kina.
About that for 24
all day.
Hours.
All day. Yeah. All Jordan day. Burnfield had the updates. Thank you, Jordan.
Jay Bizzle.
Tomorrow, Adrian Wojnarowski and Eddie Olczyk after the Blackhawks play Game 3. And a special shout-out to Brendan McCaffrey, whose unique brand of Brendan-ness.
He's a manipulator.
Helped Mount Zawaskius explode.
What the hell? What
for
happened?
The 10 o'clock hour.
I came in at the tail end of it.
Delightful.
Well, you know, you get
just real.
It's real passion from a real hockey guy.
All I was trying to do was laugh at Jim Belushi. A little harmless laughing at Jim Belushi. And
right.
It led Jason to say, your sport's in trouble when Jim Belushi
Jim
is your most,
your guy.
Is your poster boy.
That and Brendan McCaffrey on the other side of the glass chiding him, Mount Zawaskis.
Look, Brendan McCaffrey added to any situation is going to result in bad things.
It's gasoline.
I would think like they send him into a hostage crisis and everybody's dead in like 30 seconds.
Hostages Why did you send in the McCaffrey?
The hostage taker's dead. The SWAT team's all dead.
They're trying to get Kevin Spacey on the phone, but they can't get him.
Wait a minute.
It's Brendan.
This
is unfortunate. But Terry, I've been waiting to talk to you since last night.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a late night TV show guy. I'm not a late night talk show guy. And for years and years and years working with you, I know how much you revere David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was his last show, and I thought it was very funny. I thought it came off the way he would want it to come off, where it's like, yeah, it's my last show, but let's not do too much. Let's have a couple of laughs. Let's play some old clips. Let's do the behind-the-scenes thing. I thought the top 10 was well done, but I've been waiting to get your take on the end of a big part of a lot of people's lives, and including yourself.
I spot on. Absolutely perfect. That's exactly what you want. And the thing is that he does give credit to all around him and always has. He's used him for this and used him for that around all the people that work for him. They've had ample opportunities. And he did it again last night for all of them. And, I mean, I think that's what you should do in any business you're in. You should thank those who did so much for you. And I have a long list here, too, of people, including you two, mm-hmm. of guys who meant a lot to me. So, I mean, I think that he did it the right way. He didn't make it all about him. He really didn't. The top 10 was just kind of nonsense, just having fun with
it. Wasn't funny.
And then just a bunch of people who meant something to him. And then the clip's 562 pictures.
Yeah.
That's what they ran?
Yep, 562.
I haven't seen the last, 25, 30 minutes of it. I got mm-hmm. it on my DVR. I didn't get to it
yep.
yet.
Yep.
Yeah. This afternoon.
Well, it ran long. Yeah, your DVR ain't going to get it all unless you're recording some after it. So I caught it, you know, as I wanted to watch it originally. I caught it late, and I thought, oh, crap.
You know what's been fun for me, Terry, to see, and it's been really obvious for a long time, but you see it as he goes out. The snarky irreverence and, like, the kind of gentle taking down of phonies that mm-hmm. was his thing forever has not only been imitated by tons and tons of people, obviously, but it was always based on the fact that he was kind of a genuine warm dude.
He felt uncomfortable with fame.
Yeah, but he was also like, he wanted people to just be freaking genuine and be warm and be human. And when they weren't, when they were phony, he would then go after him with his thing. And now the genuineness and the warmth is all coming out here at the end.
See, that's why I left about 10 years ago. And that's what I was reminded last night of why it's the product ceased to be for me about a decade ago when he got older and
he got
wasn't
little mellower.
Subversive and dangerous, and there was an undercurrent of anger.